This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We're going to get to the spring breakers in just a moment because they're ridiculous. But Mike's wife has maybe the hottest opinion in all of sports right now.
Well, yeah, I think this. First of all, she is a pediatrician for maybe new listeners that don't know this. So she's dealing a lot with kind of parents that are nervous and concerned and scared, rightfully so, if their kids are getting sick over the last couple weeks. And you know, it's just getting worse with the news. She is on a kind of a Facebook page with women doctors, women pediatricians around the country. And right now, right here, we're doing pretty good. But the doctors, the pediatricians that are in the Northwest and in the Northeast, where they're being hit harder with coronavirus, you know, there's more concerning stories. And she's like, man, I don't know if I should be waking up in the morning reading this. She needs to
in
her profession, but it's just really concerning on what is going on in our country in places where the coronavirus has spread more and kids are getting the coronavirus. And so she then also was telling me all these things. And I said, hey, did you hear that the NBA players are pretty much all getting tested even? And she's like, you're talking about the 20 something year old guys that are 100% healthy right now. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It doesn't have to be symptoms that they were able to buy tests from private, I don't know where they're getting them from, but from other people, they were able to buy them to just get all of their players tested. And that did not make her happy that obviously she's dealing with children that are having symptoms that are very similar with the coronavirus. There's a chance that they have it and it's almost impossible to get them a test unless they get to be so sick that they become critical that we just don't have the test. And so she was kind of upset or, you know, not like crying or like, I can't believe this, but she was like, well, that doesn't seem right that our basketball players around the country are getting tested, that they're healthy and that kids that are sick aren't getting tested.
I agree with that. It's unfortunate though, because this is just going to shine a spotlight on once again, is this is just how society works.
Right.
She's if like, you're rich and famous, then you can buy your way through most things. People argue you can buy your way through justice. Now people can argue that you can buy your way through a pandemic.
Idris Elba. How do we find out about him? How did he get tested?
Yeah, I mean, Tom Hanks.
They just magically have tests around.
I mean, look, Idris Elba and Tom Hanks are, and Rita Wilson, are world treasures, all right? And I want them to be safe. But the idea that we needed to get them tested ahead of a sick four-year-old, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, those are our future.
Yeah.
The future for
Tom Hanks can only live like 70 more years, probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, on his credibility alone, you know, but
he
yeah.
He made it on an island for 4 years. He could do anything.
I feel like, Mike, with the players, and you're right, healthy players. I think one thing I am glad about is that because of that, we were able to really really shut down probably the biggest factor. And that is it just seems like everybody would have continued to go to games no matter what, and it would have created more spread.
You're probably right about your take on Friday about Rudy Gobert, and that it's kind of good that he got it just because it shut down all of sports. Because
it wouldn't have, NBA wouldn't have stopped
straight
away. They would have
kept playing games,
at least through the weekend or
Yeah, they probably would have stopped. We thought, I remember Wednesday, the last game the Mavericks played. So we're now 8 days from the last Maverick game.
Is this the longest 8 days of your life?
It's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't say that.
Well, I'm just saying.
As in a sports fan and a big Maverick fan, it's like son of a gun. Like I follow on Twitter, Luka Doncic, which is about his shoes because he was wearing all types of different shoes until now he has the Jordan brand shoe and he wears, you know, different Jordan brand shoes for the most part. Is that they're like, well, tonight we would have played the LA Clippers. And that just makes me more sad. I'm like, son of a gun, you know, this would have been a really fun night to watch, you know, Clippers and Mavericks tonight. And so they're like, well, here's some of the shoes that Luka wore against the Clippers or something like that, which they show. But I shouldn't say, like, it stinks that there's not basketball to watch. And I'm kind of today, and maybe we'll get into it later in the show, is today would have kicked off the NCAA basketball tournament. Not that I'm a huge college basketball fan, but
these 2 days are my favorite days of the year.
In 40 minutes, right? In 40 minutes, we would have the first game coming on television for the NCAA basketball tournament. And the 808 did make a good point, and I don't want to, you know, like you said, stop lying, and I didn't mean to put it this way, is it's not every NBA player, but it's whoever played the Utah Jazz, and then if those teams went on to play other teams. And so a lot of the NBA players, but not all of the NBA players, got tested. But you're 100% healthy. I feel fine. Nothing's wrong with me. Yeah, but the Utah Jazz played the Detroit Pistons, and then you guys played the Detroit Pistons a few nights later. So, I mean, that kind of playing the game, the Kevin Bacon game, a lot of the NBA got tested just based off of who did the Utah Jazz play, and then who did those teams play in that 2 week period that need to get tested.
And I saw, we're getting a lot of feedback on this, obviously, always appreciate that, is some people were saying, well, NBA players were considered like potential high risk as like super carriers because they came into contact with a lot more people.
Okay.
And if that was the strict motivation behind it, I guess I get it. But part of me is like skeptical at, I mean, just in general. But then obviously skeptical for this. Is that really why? Or is it because, again, they were rich and famous and they're like, well, we have the money and the ability to get the private testing done because there are so many people who want to get tested that they can't. Like, you know, we had talked about,
it'll be interesting the size of an NBA team. There's only 15 guys on an NBA team now. And then you can test the other 5 to 10 people that travel, obviously the coaches and the staff that are close with the players. But I just ask you this. The New York Yankees have 2 minor leaguers that have tested positive for coronavirus. They have 150 minor leaguers in camp. Now they're gone. They said, look, we're done with camp. We got to get you guys away from each other. You guys, but do you think now that the Yankees are buying 150 tests and then they're having to buy another 50 tests for their major league guys that were in Tampa that are at the same somewhat facility, plus they need to buy another 50 tests for all of their coaches and staff that were probably not, right? Because they're like, look, you know, Tampa Bay area, they don't have 200 tests to give the New York Yankees, but when you're an NBA basketball team, we do have 12, we do have 20. And, you know, I know somebody texted in, like, Oklahoma City area got kind of ticked off because Oklahoma City, their basketball team, and the Utah Jazz, because they had to be quarantined in Oklahoma City, took like almost, I can't remember the exact amount, whether it was 40% of the test.
I thought it was 60%.
Or 60%, yeah. But I mean, they took a lot of the tests away from possible sick people in Oklahoma City because they felt like they had to test all the Utah Jazz and test, you know, some Oklahoma City players.
Do we know our tests on the way? Are more tests on the way?
They're on the way, but they're very...
How expensive are they for like a practice like your wife's?
I know this. This was over the weekend. The city of Dallas had 200 total tests. That's why Kavanaugh right now, who's under the weather, most likely does not have it. But this is why when he talked on
the phone...
Right, you get worried because we were around him on Monday and Tuesday, is that he can't get tested because he doesn't show major symptoms and is feeling major sick. So it's like, look, we have limited amount of tests. More tests are coming in. But I think over the weekend, Dallas, the city of Dallas, had 200 total tests.
So I know New York and Washington have been big focuses. Overnight in New York, they said they tested 8,000 people.
So maybe tests
because are- but because the worry is it's spreading there. So I wonder if the focus is like over on the coast where maybe it's been a little bit more. But I mean, you've seen it grow and grow in Dallas. And so
Washington, California, and the Upper East Coast have been most affected.
So one thing I heard, and I don't know if this is actually like how much testing has been done, but they said they did some testing with some measles vaccines and stuff that had worked during the SARS or swine flu outbreak. And they had found out in some early trials that maybe that could be effective. So okay. I wonder if they're going to try some unorthodox things. If they're like, hey, if you want to check this out, this could work for you. And so hopefully the spread slows down while the testing speeds up, right? And then that's the only way you're going to catch it, or, you know, like catch up with the virus, not catch the virus.
Now, and I'm not trying to spread any panic in this regard. I saw the message from Dr. Fauci. Is it Fauci?
I think it's Fauci.
Fauci. He said, look, I have a stark wake up for younger people who are out and about during this time. You are not out of danger. And so he's like, look, I mean, I know you're 25, but that doesn't mean you're out of danger. And then the New York Times had a headline. I lost that headline, so I'll have to go find it. American adults of all ages, not just those in their 70s and above, are being seriously sickened by the virus, according to a new federal report. So that's just kind of where I wanted to start with that, because, Kevin, I said we have to protect the younger generation. We have to protect the 4-year-olds.
Sure.
The 20-year-olds, however, they're idiots. And here is a little audio to prove how dumb they are.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. Two, 3 months. So we're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than go to the bars or the beach? And they're closing all of it. It's really messing up. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there, like hunger and poverty, and we need to address that.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we still go, but like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing, but we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
Enjoy your many years.
Okay.
Nice job, bro.
I want to address those last two people first.
The
last girl and the last guy. First of all, it's absurd that she says, I just turned 21 and I want to party. Yes, because everybody knows going to Cancun or Mexico or whatever for spring break that's where responsibility takes over. And surely she's never been to spring break before as a 20 or 19 year old was ever able to find alcohol.
If you're 20 or 19,
21 this year.
You go there and you say, you know what? I'm not going to drink while I'm here.
Oh, okay. Great. And as for the guy before her, he needs a refund. Great. So it goes on your parents' credit card. You know you didn't pay for that trip. There is no way that guy who's like, man, this is not fair. We need a refund. Also, what is he talking about with poverty and hunger? Are you insinuating that you can only focus on one problem at a time? Look, we should ignore coronavirus and only focus on poverty. Oh, yeah? I say we ignore poverty and only focus on hunger. You're allowed to focus on multiple problems at the same time.
Are you suggesting we can do more than one thing at a time?
Yes.
Nobody knows how to multitask.
Look, if his point is, as Americans, we don't do a great job of focusing on poverty and people that are perpetually hungry, that's a fair point. If his point is you should ignore coronavirus and instead focus on that, well, I would have to take issue with that.
I would
say, get drunk before everything closes.
We should all be better with poverty and hunger.
Sure.
I should give more. That person who is on the beach is paying for hotel, paying for alcohol, which does you no good, and just partying. If you feel like poverty and hunger is a big issue right now, then you should probably, instead of spending your $150 getting drunk tonight.
Are you done with spring break?
No.
You might, if that's a big issue with you, then maybe work on your community and just see what you can do to help poverty and hunger.
Mike, that was logical. And amazing. Good job,
dude. Instead, everybody else should worry about poverty and hunger. I'm going to get drunk right now with a whole bunch of people that we could be spreading something that is not good to spread.
From the 682, thank you for being on air. You guys get me through a very chaotic work day during this craziness. Absolutely. And something
I've gotten multiple texts from people recently, Kevin, that said that.
That's super cool. I appreciate that. And I definitely want to find this out because a couple of people have talked about donating blood and stuff. First of all, there's a report out there that type A people might be more susceptible to the virus than others. And then there's a report going around that if you donate blood, they can also screen for coronavirus at the same time. So we need to double check if that is accepted science across the board, because if it is, it would be a great way to donate blood while also getting something done for yourself.
Absolutely, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.